headline, SafeMoon's image was carefully curated and misleading, witness says, published at 11:39 a.m. UTC, May 13, 2025. The criminal trial of former SafeMoon CEO John Caroni entered its second week with testimony from Henry Hank Wyatt, a SafeMoon staffer who handled communications until his resignation in September 2021. Wyatt, under questioning from prosecutors, testified that Caroni, SafeMoon creator Kyle Nagy, and CTO Thomas Papa Smith jointly approved content for SafeMoon's website in March of that year that misrepresented the nature of its tokenomics. Specifically, these included claims that new liquidity generated by the protocol was automatically locked in the liquidity pool. Wyatt also testified that Caroni directed changes to this language later. In preserved messages, Caroni sought language that would clarify that LP is auto-generated but not auto-locked via SafeMoon's 10% transaction fee. Caroni also had the slogan 100% community-owned changed to 100% community-driven. While such later changes at Caroni's direction may lead the jury to conclude that he eventually did the right thing, they are likely to receive strong direction from the court that any misrepresentation on Caroni's watch meets the legal standard for securities fraud. The prosecution has generally stuck to this sort of subdued, technical approach, eschewing theatrics or strong narrative flourishes. In one of the trial's rare glimpses of Caroni's personality so far, Wyatt testified that he had chosen to resign from SafeMoon because it was a hostile work environment. He added, "Caroni was not a good communicator. He was very aggressive. He would call me any hour of the night to cuss out somebody." The prosecution did not pursue further details on Caroni's hostility. Under cross-examination by defense lawyer Nicholas Smith, Wyatt testified that he himself had not proactively sought to correct misrepresentations on the SafeMoon website. Wyatt has not been charged with a crime and testified under a subpoena. Smith also elicited from Wyatt that Caroni did not socialize with other core leadership and was based in London for much of the period in question. That may serve to weaken allegations of conspiracy in jurors' minds. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.